Shep carefully draped his shirt over his son's head, as if the boy were made of glass and Shep couldn't bear to break him. "It will be all right," he whispered. He looked at Rainey again, humbled and waiting for her next command. "Go find Luke," she said, her voice coming out unsteady. She jerked her head toward the east exit. "Have him bring the patrol car around to the side."
"I want to ride with Danny."
"No. Luke's going to find a state guy, someone we don't know, and he's going to interview you." "Don't look at me like that, Shep. You know it has to be done. You and Danny have been alone together. He's your son. We have to know what he said to you, what he did, why you entered a crime scene alone, and," she smiled thinly, "why you appointed your second-in-command, the primary officer, the minute you got the call." She met Shep's gaze and, for the first time, saw him flush. "You didn't think I'd picked up on that, did you? Or were you hoping I'd let it go?" He didn't say anything.
"Did you know, Shep? Did you hear the news and already know?"
"It wasn't like that." "I don't even believe you, and I'm your friend. Damn it." Rainey was suddenly fed up. She was the primary. She had hours of work ahead of her, processing a 13-year-old boy, testing his hands for gunpowder residue, demanding to know why he'd shot up his school. Then she'd return to the crime scene, wade through it again and again in order to get into a mass murderer's head. Finally, worst of all, tomorrow morning most likely, or evening at best, she would personally attend the autopsies of two little girls who died holding hands. She would have to listen to the inventory of the trauma to their bodies. She would have to imagine, once again, what their last moments had been like. Then she would have to contemplate that another child, one she'd known personally, one she'd been proud of, had done that to them.
"Get out of here," she told Shep.
"Find Luke and get this show on the road."
"I need to find Sandy first," Shep said stubbornly. "We have a friend, a lawyer. She can give him a call."
"Get out of here!"